This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. I want to play some Biden clips here and cover some Biden news. I mean, this is just, it's just such a joke, really. I mean, why even pontificate? Joe Biden is a world-class international criminal. Belongs behind bars for the rest of his life. And you know what? I've kind of actually always said this. I've not changed on this stance, and I've been just contemplating it more. And I think I may just double down on this for the next 100 days until the election. But I really think it's going to reach the point for me where if Hillary Clinton or Biden or Obama and Comey and the rest of them are not arrested for all the crimes we know they've committed, I don't know if I can vote Trump on November 3rd. I really don't. I just have no motivation. I really won't have any motivation. Because if you just measure things out, folks, and you just put things down on paper, forget about who's ever name, and you just say, look at everything that's happened in the last 4 years, it's not good. And it'll all be okay. That's what I'm saying. It'll all be worth it to me. If we had to go through all of this for all these behind-the-scenes alleged operations to go down to arrest these people, then fine. And we hear more and more how, oh, Durham's coming after them. We hear more and more how Hollywood's panicked. They've stopped their adrenochrome. Okay, whatever. I hear a lot of talk. I want to see some action. But you know what? I'm already distracted. It's just a joke. Joe Biden is caught red-handed in international crime syndicates, in China, in Ukraine. I mean, it's a joke. It's like, if you can't arrest Joe Biden, if you can't have a trial on Joe Biden, where, by the way, in Ukraine, in fact, if they could, Ukraine would extradite Joe Biden tomorrow and have him put in jail. Now, extradite, excuse me. We're not going to extradite Joe Biden to Ukraine, but we should. And see, the president will say, well, I can't do that to my opponent. It'll be used against me in the media. Who gives a damn? You're going to let the media dictate your presidency now? Anyway. Oh, and Biden says he wishes schools would teach about Islamic faith. What an ignorant comment. Schools already teach about Islamic faith. I took world religion my junior year in high school. I remember it. So it's just this more just race baiting, you know, divide and conquer. And he was probably just told to say that. He can't even think for himself anymore, let alone speak. And here's the example of that. Biden's been making some public statements. It's all canned. It's all controlled. Here's one example. He's making statements. As soon as the press starts asking questions, he is rushed off stage by his staff in 5B.
Thank you for listening. I look forward to having your questions at another time, but I'm off to another event.
Oh.
Thank you, Principal. Thank you for having us here. Appreciate it very, very much. Thank you, Senator.
No questions. Biden can't do live questions. And you know what's even more ridiculous about this? No, not that he's not wearing a mask, but everyone else is. His campaign slogan is Build Back Better. That's literally Make America Great Again in just a different alliteration. I mean, these people are just such frauds, man. How can anybody fall for this crap? Here's Biden on a television interview. I guess this was so important he had to be rushed off to this interview. About to go off onto a tirade, his staff literally turns his mic off and then cancels the interview on live TV. Check it out.
I want to sick. What's with this guy?
Steve, that's our time.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your time. Thanks so much to Mr. Vice President as well.
Thank you. I hope I can see you again. Thank you.
This guy is a controlled candidate, folks. He can't think. He can't talk. He can't do a live interview. He can't take questions. He can't even go to Ukraine without being arrested for his crimes. I'll tell you, man. Honestly, if America can't beat this, if America can't get out of this, then we don't deserve to have a country anymore. I hate to say it. It's just true.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We poured even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Are you afraid of losing your audience? Yay.
I told you I'm only afraid of God. I'm only afraid of my daddy, God. Mm-hmm. I done been 15 years. I'm telling you, God is showing that you can have your own thoughts, bro. I've been canceled before there was cancel culture. Who told you that my career would be over? The same people that are telling you that you can't have a right to say who you will vote for, those people will be soon to take Jesus out to school. Those people will be soon to remove Jesus, period, from America, which is the Bible Belt. Those people will be soon. Man, come on, man. I ain't finna go Alex Jones level on y'all, man. Come on, man. What y'all? Like, wake up. Wake up, Mr. West. Wake up, culture. Wake up. Everybody think they so woke, but they following the rules of what woke's supposed to be.
Alex Jones here as we start the fourth hour. John Rappaport is loaded for bear and are ready to take over here in just a few minutes. I just wanted to chime in on the whole Kanye West situation. We were very close to getting Kanye on a few years ago, but then his security people put a lot of pressure on him and basically said it wouldn't be safe to come to our office. That was pretty ridiculous. I confirmed from folks very close to Kanye at multiple levels, from the ground level up to his personal friends, that they did throw him in a mental institution for a week when he endorsed Trump, and that it was forcible. It was on record that he was put in one, but they said he volunteered. No, they physically kidnapped him, ladies and gentlemen, and threw him in there. They're saying it's mentally ill to be against aborting his daughter. It's mentally ill to not support world government. It's mentally ill to not support his father-in-law, you know, that sold the whole transgenderism garbage. That family is deep in the globalist propaganda arm. And Kanye is in a lot of danger. And he's not manic, like they're saying. He's on fire. Because when you break through and you tell the truth and you fight evil and you don't care anymore, you get electric just like I do. I'm totally calm hanging out with my family or, you know, at the beach or hiking through the woods. But when it comes to covering huge issues like this, I get upset because we know the vaccines are tainted. We know there's a globalist agenda. We know the GMO is sterilizing us and giving us cancer. Look at the big study. It's in a prestigious medical journal about how 5G sends so many millimeter waves through you that it actually helps viruses grow and vibrates them through the cell membrane into the nuclei. Well, we already knew that. That's in other studies. I had Dr. Group on 3 years ago. And he read all these major studies and said, look at Wuhan, China. That's where the 5G's already started. They're going to have respiratory problems, skin cancer, and lowered immune systems there. He literally got threatened, and he's asked me not to get into it all, but that's why he's not been on the show since then, okay? So those groundbreaking interviews from 3 years ago have been reposted to band.video. They were taken off YouTube. That's why they're so scared of us. That's why they want us off air, because they cannot believe how time and time again we're over the target. But we understand their agenda. 5G, even LA Times Wired magazine a couple years ago admitted massive tumors in rats. Cell phones give you brain tumors. But this is just way more powerful and saturating everywhere you go in these cities. Already most of Austin has it. And the health problems are exploding and the respiratory problems are exploding because these systems and the studies cause that. They lower oxygen in the blood. They cause skin cancers. And they also resonate and vibrate viruses and get them across cell membranes into the nuclei. But meanwhile, the new virus, the new vaccine, is a DNA vaccine that puts the virus into the cell to reprogram the cell itself. This is just over the top. Of course they skipped animal testing. Of course it's already hurting the humans. It's test cell and killing some. They don't care. This is war. But we can fight back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, all the articles are posted right now exposing this, blowing all this out of the water. And it's up to you to take action and decide whether you want to be enslaved by this or not. I'm seeing massive amounts of resistance and huge awakening. So humanity's starting to wake up. We're at a tipping point right now, ladies and gentlemen. We salute Kanye West. He's 100% real, but he needs your support. He needs your prayers. So does President Trump, and quite frankly, so does InfoWars. Thank you all. Now, John Rappaport takes over. Please stay with us and tell everybody you know how to tune in right now. Take action. You are the Paul Revere's.
Yes, John Rappaport will be taking over in the fourth hour. Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here back in studio. You know, I always tend to make sports analogies for things because I think a lot of people can relate to them, and I came from sports media, so they just come to me naturally. But, you know, look, I can relate to Kanye West because I see where he's coming from. He's just taking what's in his gut, and he's just telling you everything that's on his mind, and he's not looking behind him to see who's judging him or who's going to say or print what. That's us. That's the InfoWars approach. That's why he says, I don't want to go all Alex Jones on you. And he gets emotional, and he gets hyped up, and he gets animated. He raises his voice. It's not because Kanye West is insane. It's not because Alex Jones is insane. It's not because I'm insane. The times we're living in are insane. Humanity is insane. Reality is insane. But then when you accurately reflect that, you get called insane when all it is it's just a reflection of society. But it's like this. Here's the analogy. If you're in the Super Bowl and there's one play left in the game and you're up by 4 points and you're on defense, and they're on the 5-yard line, and they got one play left, and they got to score a touchdown to win, and you're the defensive coordinator, and they come out, the offense comes out in their formation, you don't have any timeouts left, and the offense comes out in their formation, and you see the play they're about to run, and you know the exact play that the offense is about to run to score on you. You know the routes, you know the blocking patterns, you know the QB rollout, all of it. And you identify this as soon as they break the huddle with 10 seconds left in the play clock. Now, you're the defensive coordinator. What are you doing at that point? You are jumping up and down, waving your arms, screaming bloody murder at everyone on your defense. This is the play that's coming. Get in this defensive formation so that we can win the Super Bowl. That's us. That's InfoWars, folks. It's America versus globalism. It's the final play of the Super Bowl. We know the play that they're running, and we're just up here screaming and shouting and waving our arms and telling you the play so that you can step in front of that route and block the pass and win the Super Bowl, which, of course, isn't the Super Bowl. It's not football. It's freedom. It's liberty. It's independence. It's having a free market republic. It's the United States of America. The biggest enemy of worldwide communism, which is what the Chinese and the globalists have decided they want. Of course the corporate hegemonies want a global economy. They'll get filthy rich, but they have to sacrifice the free market to do it, because that's the only way they can get into China. All right. Boy, you know, it's just, I have so much news. I'm going to try to bear down and focus when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, remember InfoWarsStore.com. The Christmas in July specials are happening. You know, I got to say, I got some weird stuff going on. I think the witches are hexing me, and they're using, like, voodoo dolls. And so, like, I'm not even kidding you. I wake up with, like, random aches and pains, which is totally random. And, like, for example, I woke up and my ankle, I felt like I had just twisted it the night before, never twisted it. Anyway, I take the bodies and it's like the pain is relieved within an hour. It's just unbelievable. Bodies, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it for yourself, folks. Bodies, read the reviews. I mean, the reviews will tell you. It's so beneficial for so many different reasons. Bodies, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. The Christmas in July sale, free shipping, store.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Yeah, Kanye West figured it out, folks. The Luciferians wanted him to sacrifice his child to Moloch, just like they did with Kim K, to make themselves fabulously rich and famous. Kanye West is figuring it out, and they're trying to lock him up for it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I need to try to focus here. I would like to take your calls, but I have so much news to get to here. By the way, this is going to be interesting, and I don't think this is going to go in Justin Bieber's favor. And people think he's fighting the pedophile rings, too. He put out a music video called Yummy that kind of seems to indicate him hinting about what they do there. But anyway, Justin Bieber can subpoena Twitter to turn over sexual assault accusers, judge rules. Now, let's see how this goes. Now, I'm all for Justin Bieber in this situation. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, and in fact, Caitlyn Bennett has just received another death threat on Twitter. Has Caitlyn Bennett been able to subpoena to get all the information of the people that death threat her? What about all the other conservatives out there? What about President Trump? What about all of the death threats that the left puts out over Twitter? Can we subpoena them too? No. And that's why I feel like Twitter is not going to be cooperating with this judge. We shall see how that goes. Another person from mainstream entertainment. You know what? Maybe I'm just being a little egotistical here. And I asked the crew to pull up clips of me accurately predicting things months in advance. And a lot of times they can find it. A lot of times they can't. It's just there's so much content. But, I mean, I really want to go back, and it had to be years ago, and find where I predicted that Rose McGowan was going to turn against the Me Too movement and end up actually exposing all the abuse in Hollywood. And that prediction has come completely true. And I don't think anyone else saw that coming. But it's like, do I beg the crew that's already overwhelmed to go find that clip of me like 2 years ago? So Rose McGowan has been calling out all the corruption in Hollywood. And then she tweets out this story. Alleged Salas family assailant previously worked for U.S.-Israeli intelligence-linked firm. And look, this story is just, folks, it's just everything. It's the deep state. It's the deep state hitmen. It's the intelligence agency collusions. It's the cover-up of pedophile networks. It's the cover-up for them to be able to launder their money. I mean, it's literally all of it, folks. It's all of it. Rose McGowan tweets that out. They'll probably say she's insane next, probably try to lock her up. That's my guess. Then she responds to a Tucker Carlson segment saying, I'm totally happy to set this system aside and blow it up, Tucker Carlson. I'll send you the match if you bring the gasoline. So, she knows where the bodies are buried. She knows all the Hollywood and film execs and media execs that gladly took place in the Epstein sex trafficking network and gladly covered it up as well. How's this for irony? Democrats and liberals are calling for police to be defunded and abolished across the nation. However, they don't want that entirely because what do they need? Well, they need law enforcement to make sure you're wearing a mask and to make sure that you're obeying your quarantine and you're locking yourself up as a healthy American in the age of Democrat tyranny.
Stories at InfoWars.com. Age of the Masked Police begins. Miami dedicates unit to crack down. So defund the police that are stopping rape and murder and crime, but then let's have specific units to go around and harass free citizens, law-abiding citizens that don't want to wear a mask. Wow. 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 Just wow. All right. Let me just dig into this news here. So Major League Baseball is starting its season, and what are we seeing? The knee during the national anthem, the knee. And then baseball clubs like the lowly Cincinnati Reds, this is why you can never win a Central Division title, say that this is a unity, Black Lives Matter. And then it's the exact opposite of unity. Some guy's wearing a mask, some guy's not wearing a mask, some guy's kneeling, some guy's not kneeling, some guy's kneeling with a mask, not kneeling with a mask. This is anything but unity. You're all pathetic. And I got news for you. Nobody's going to watch your ball games anymore. And now I know why certain professional ball players aren't playing this year. See, on its surface, you kind of said, well, you know, they don't want to play in front of empty stadiums and kind of have this halfway fake season that they're about to roll out. But no, folks. See, actually, this is what's going to come out next. I'll just tell you. Major League Baseball said that you can wear a Black Lives Matter patch on your jersey. Now, of course, that's not mandating players to wear it, but what's going to happen? All the players that don't wear the BLM patch are going to be called racists and bigots. Do you really want to do that? You're a ball player. You just want to go play ball. And now you're being forced to make a political statement. Ah, now you know why they're not. It's not the fake fans, the fake crowd noise, the fake season. It's the fake politics that they don't want to be involved with, that the MLB is forcing them to be involved with, which is really just the mainstream television news networks who pay their bills, forcing them to be involved with. So if you happen to tune into an MLB game, which if your local team takes a knee, don't. I predict there will be some teams that take a stand against this, but we'll see. I'll be honest. I mean, I've been a St. Louis Cardinal fan my whole life. I still have a bit of the nostalgia watching the games, listening on the radio. If I see one player on the Cardinals take a knee, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not watching a single inning of Cardinal baseball. Probably the first time in my life, all summer. I'm not putting up with that crap. And I hope that the Cardinals take a stand against that. By the way, the first team that takes a stand against Black Lives Matter will be the top-selling apparel all season long. Your hats, your jerseys, top-selling. Let's see if anybody wants to be brave. Oh, boy. But it gets sicker, folks. Black Lives Matter supporters holding down and kneeling on the neck of a white baby to make a statement. Police probing disturbing photo of man kneeling on crying child's neck. These people are sick. UGA teaching assistant and Black Lives Matter activist says white people may have to die for black communities to be made whole. Well, how many have to die? I mean, you already are murdering people across the nation, black or white. You're burning buildings down with people inside, burning churches down with people inside. Oh, but we're mentally ill. We're dangerous. We're the threat to the country. You want to save America? Put all these... But that's the thing. I'm not a tyrant, but I'll just be honest with you. You want to save America? Put every liberal in a re-education camp. And this country will boom and prosper like nothing this world has ever seen. Now, we can't do that. We live in a free country. I'm just saying if you wanted to save it. Body found inside Minneapolis pawn shop burned down by BLM riot. I can't believe we survived. Uber driver viciously attacked by BLM mob. 14 people shot in Chicago last night. Trump 2020 signs stolen from veterans' porch and from people all across the nation. High school teacher and coach fired for tweeting Donald Trump is your president, so you can't even support the president now and be a teacher. But, you know, don't go teaching.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, InfoWars. InfoWars.com, Paul Watson's site, Summit.News, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You know,
rumors run round.
I want to not just open up and say what I'm thinking right now. State of Ohio has just made mandatory mask order nationwide. The NFL has just said that you have to wear a mask to attend an event in the 2020 season. I'm sorry, but this is just a joke, folks. And it's not that I blame President Trump for any of this, but you remember the famous George Bush quote, "Read my lips, no new taxes." That's him. That's his statement that lives in infamy, a total fraud, a total liar. Let me tell you something right now. If Trump doesn't stop this nonsense, his "read my lips, no new taxes" moment will be during his inauguration when he said, "I'm giving this country back to you, the people." We have lost everything under your presidency. Everything. And I know it's not your fault, but you told us, you, President Trump, told us you were going to give the country back to we the people. We the people have less rights in America now, less freedoms in America now than we've ever seen before. And it's happened while you were president. So unless you want to have your famous moment, your infamous quote, like George Bush when he said, read my lips, no new taxes, you will have that moment, and it will be when you told Americans during your inaugural speech you were going to give the country back to us, and they took everything, and you watched them do it. And I don't want to turn this into some anti-Trump tirade, but, I mean, this is a joke. A fake pandemic. Why are you letting this happen, President Trump? Total censorship of all your supporters. Why are you letting this happen, President Trump? Now, look. Again, it's just like, if people aren't arrested and these issues aren't fixed by November 3rd, we're going to have to start facing some serious truths about President Donald Trump. And, you know, I mean, I was literally one of his biggest and most vocal and influential supporters in 2015 and 2016. While everyone else was anti-Trump. And now you see Fox News going anti-Trump. But that's where President Trump promised us during his inauguration. He was going to give the country back to we the people. And we the people have lost everything. I mean, it's weird. Like, hey, I could beg President Trump to save America all day long. Maybe that's not it. President Trump, I'm begging you, save yourself. Save yourself. Save your own name. Be selfish. They're going to write the history books, and they're going to write it that Donald Trump was the biggest racist and the worst president in the history of America unless you do something about it. I'm sorry. It's like I'm lecturing the president. It's just so dumb. You know what? Let's just play the Kamala Harris clip that we forgot to air here. Just air this Kamala Harris clip from last night on MSNBC.
Joy, it's really important to note that they sent these law enforcement officers into cities wearing camouflage.
Look at how dumb this clone is.
We send folks into war wearing camouflage so they can blend into the environment.
It's called their uniform,
to ensure their
idiot
safety as they are deployed on a mission that is in our national interest. So what is going on here when you send uniformed officers into a city?
I mean, Kamala Harris's clone is not very smart. You got
to
say.
To direct their
something went wrong in the programming.
At peaceful protesters.
Peaceful
there
protesters.
There's clearly an abandonment.
Yeah,
of
and I'm a black astronaut.
Not only by the Department of Homeland Security.
Hey guys, look at me. I'm
that
a black astronaut broadcasting from the moon. So there's Kamala Harris's clone on TV last night. Yeah, peaceful protesters, and I'm a Indian shaman, or I'm an Amazonian shaman that's going to walk you through your DMT trip here on air with me. This is such a joke, man. Just put it in it. They wear camouflage when they go on missions, and now they're dealing with peaceful protesters. I mean, it's like, does she really think she's smart? Like, who listens to this crap? You're getting lectured by a clone? And she says, oh, they wear that's their uniform! What do you expect them to do? Go out in street clothes? Go out naked? It's like, yeah, that's their uniform. Well, they're dealing with peaceful protesters. Oh, the peaceful protesters that are now responsible for hundreds of deaths, billions in property damage. Billions! Billions! Billions in property damage. Oh, the mayors from Minnesota and California and the governors, they're begging the federal government. Oh, we need aid. We need aid to rebuild our cities and rebuild our streets and rebuild our buildings and clean up the streets. From what? Your peaceful protests? Why do we put up with this? Why do we put up with this? See, it's like, honestly, that's the problem, folks. It's just, I can't even do this job right because I can't even focus. I mean, these people are out of control. The Democrats start riots, blame Trump. They call it Trump virus now. Obama transferred the damn virus to the Wuhan lab. Bill Gates and Fauci in China released it and covered it up. And now they're going to make billions of dollars off a vaccine. I mean, what the F, man? It's just such a joke. They still, to this day, say peaceful protests. Can you imagine being such a liar? I mean, seriously, like, how do I even stoop to that level of fraud? I'm a black astronaut. No, maybe I should start coming into studio in a NASA spacesuit. In fact, I'm not even kidding. Let's buy a NASA spacesuit. I'm not even joking right now. I should come on air in a NASA spacesuit and claim I'm on Mars. And claim I'm doing the first broadcast from Mars. And then let's have Media Matters and the rest of them run all their stories about how crazy I am because I claim I'm a black astronaut on Mars in a spacesuit on air. Well, it's the same ludicrousy that they do all day long. Oh, peaceful protest, the Trump virus, Trump is racist, Trump Ukrainian quid pro quo, Trump Russia collusion, Jussie Smollett, Bubba Wallace. You guys are the biggest frauds on earth. And the only way I can even attempt to match your fraud is to come on air in a spacesuit. I'm not even kidding you. Let's order a spacesuit. We can do this. Let's order a spacesuit. I want it specially delivered. And we'll put a background here and we'll make it. I'm even telling you how I'm going to fake the whole thing. It doesn't even matter. They tell you how they fake the whole pandemic. So I'm going to fake like I'm going to be on Mars. Just like Jaco faked on CNN that he was being bombed in Kuwait. So I'm not even kidding. Let's order a NASA spacesuit, and I'm going to come on air, and we're going to make a background that makes it look like I'm on Mars. Maybe I'll even put blackface on, and I'll say I'm a black astronaut broadcasting live from Mars in blackface. And then they'll write all the stories about how insane I am and how fake InfoWars News is. No, that's my attempt to be as fake as you. I don't know how else I could be more fake. Maybe I could claim I'm a dolphin and chop off my lower extremities and then you could sew on a dolphin tail to me and a dorsal fin. And I'll claim I'm a dolphin. I'll swim around in a little pond. I don't know how I can be as fake as you guys. I don't know how I can be as fake as Kamala Harris. I don't know how I can be as fake as a Joe Biden. I don't know how I can be as fake as a Don Lemon, as a Walt Blitzer, as a Rachel Maddow, as an average liberal. I don't know how. I can't even comprehend it. I literally can't even do it. How can I be as fake as you? So I'm either gonna chop off my extremities and sew on a dorsal fin and claim I'm a dolphin, or I'm gonna hop in a spacesuit and in blackface and then claim I'm on Mars and we'll put a background here. That's the only way I can be as fake as you. I'm envious of how fake you are. I'm envious of how just totally maniacally fraudulent you are.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get ready, folks. That's me on Mars. I went there during the break just to check it out. We have established connection to Mars. I will be broadcasting live from Mars in the very near future. I may also put on blackface and claim I'm black, too, just to be totally ludicrous like mainstream news. Okay, folks, get ready for the next wave of the COVID hoax to come. They're going to claim it's attacking children. They're going to triple down on that to keep the schools closed. And then they're going to start a narrative that, oh, if you get COVID, it's going to haunt you the rest of your life and suffer from brain damage and testicular damage and all this stuff, which may or may not be true. But the point is they're going to use this to build the fear so that you accept the tyranny that they're rolling out in the name of COVID. Like you can't go to an NFL game without a mask. Yeah, you can take that mask and shove it up your candy ass. I just can't believe how cowardly Americans are, man. It's just pathetic. I mean, look, I understand at a certain level of the deception, but, like, it's reached such insane proportions at this point. People just can't even think. All right, I need to stop ranting and focus on the rest of this news. John Rappaport is about to take over. In about 10 minutes here, I'm going to sign off. Harrison Smith filling in on the war room for me this week. Stunned. It's just every day staring into the abyss of the fake news, of the Luciferian death cults. Yeah, I tend to get a little wound up here. So that's just how it's going to go. All right. Twitter bans 7,000 QAnon accounts, limits 150,000 others as a part of broad crackdown. So what does this do to the QAnon movement now? Do you guys finally get off of Twitter and into the streets? Do you just continue to trust the plan? And I guess, well, I don't know what you do now that you're not on Twitter, but does this confirm QAnon? Does this make you think it's fake? Well, now a lot of people are going to be looking into QAnon, but are they going to be able to find it is the question. But again, it's just all window dressing. And it's like you walk by the store and you see the window dressing, and then you walk by, you never go in. Folks, in the store is Maxwell. In the store is Epstein. In the store is Dennis Hastert. In the store is the CIA, the MI6, and Mossad. They're all running the sex trafficking networks. Dying Corp. They're all running the sex trafficking networks. Hillary Clinton with Laura Silsby. They're the ones abducting children out of Haiti, Africa, all across the planet, folks. They're doing it. These are sick people. You know, look, here's what has to happen. President Trump must, and I understand it's like he can't even trust anybody. He has to order people to go in and find out these child rapists and murderers, and he needs to release all that information so that even the average American will know how to deal with this. How do you deal with a child kidnapper, rapist, and murderer? How do you deal with that? Let's move on. Thank God. Thank God for Senator Josh Hawley out of Missouri. And let me tell you something, folks. The globalists are scared of the state of Missouri because they do not have a foothold there. They're not even worried about Texas. They run Texas now. So that's why you're seeing this coming out of Missouri. That's why they went after Eric Greitens with an FBI sting operation. That's why Hawley is the one on the front lines of fighting this China in the Senate. He's tweeted this out in the last 24 hours. At NBA, Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, will you pledge your corporation is hashtag slave free? No response. Josh Hawley, at NFL, at Roger Goodell, will you pledge that the NFL and all its products are hashtag slave free? No response. But you have to wear a mask at the NFL, so they make you a slave. Josh Hawley, I challenge every major American corporation making products overseas in China or elsewhere to pledge that they are slave free, that they do not and will not rely on forced slave labor. See if that happens. At Tim Cook, will you pledge that Apple is hashtag slave free? No, that's how they make their billions. At Nike, will you pledge that you are slave free? This is brilliant messaging. Here's a guy that gets it, Josh Hawley. Yeah, you want to sit here and you want to virtue signal and lecture Americans as Apple or as Nike or as a professional athlete that profits off of these slave labor companies, and you want to lecture me? You want to come at me? You know what? Here's what it is. LeBron James is a slave owner. That's the next level. LeBron James is a slave owner. How do you like that? I think I should say that 10 straight times. LeBron James is a slave owner. 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 Publish that story. Let's make LeBron James defend the Chinese slave labor sweatshops where his sneakers are made so that he can make hundreds of millions of dollars and then lecture you about how you're racist. Chairman Lebrow Mao Zedong James. How do you like being a slave owner, LeBron? I got news for you, LeBron James. You are a modern-day slave owner. Congratulations, you racist bigot. Seriously, you know what, folks? Because we don't have access to these platforms. I'm going to do it again. I want everybody listening to this, and guys, I want to clip this out and put it up on band.video, just this. And I want you guys to take this video segment, and I want you to put it all over Twitter with the hashtag slave free. We have to make these clowns, these communist clowns, these American traitors, these slave owners, own up to what they know they did. Oh, and LeBron James gonna virtue signal of Americans? Screw you! You're a slave owner, LeBron! So I want me repeating LeBron James as a slave owner. I want this clip up on Bandout Video, short clip, so that people can put it up on their own Twitter and Facebook and everything. And guys, yeah, roll footage too of LeBron with his Nikes and then all the slave labor camps where the Nike shoes are made, and put some stuff up with Josh Hawley too. LeBron James is a slave owner. 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 And then they're going to say, oh, but we just want to market to China to bring the game of basketball to China. That's so righteous. Oh, yeah, that's what the Chinese need, is a guy dribbling and dunking a basketball. Not freedom. Not a minimum wage. No, that's what they need, is LeBron James showing up to dribble a ball on their head as he makes millions of dollars off of their child slave labor force. You're a slave owner, LeBron James. You're a slave owner, LeBron James. You're a slave owner, Tim Cook. Oh, they sit here and they want a virtue signal. Oh, let's tear down a statue. They own slaves. You're modern-day slave owners, and you know it. And that's why you virtue signal us Americans. Because you own the slaves! And you don't want that to come back on you! Man, I'm so sick of all this crap with Black Lives Matter. You're all a bunch of brainwashed frauds! Oh, I tore down a statue! I'm a hero! Meanwhile, your heroes, Tim Cook and LeBron James, literally own slaves. Literally run slave camps. Oh, man. I can't even cover all the news, man. It's so important, too, and it's just, I can't even cover it. But you've got, it's just weird. U.S. orders China to shut down their Houston, Texas consulate. They shut it down and they burn all their documents. That's not suspicious at all. Same thing happened with the Russian consulate. China vows retaliations. You got war games happening in the Chinese Sea as well. U.S., Australia, Beijing all joining in. And China, and I did a little research into this, folks, it's not good in Texas. China's already running Texas. They're probably running Greg Abbott. They're now hacking COVID data out of Texas. Well, why would they be doing that? That doesn't even make sense. Something else is going on here, folks. All right, my crazy ass is signing off. John Rappaport takes over the fourth hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.